do we start it off?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
ready.
Okay. Yeah, but after that, how do we...
And I'm ready.
Welcome to the Playing for a Chat podcast. Podcast for the helpless romantic.
You're helpless.
And then you want to kick it off from there?
Yeah. And for all you little boys and little girls out there, this is the Love Island edition.
Okay. Perfect. I hate that. When you restart your computer and everything pops up.
It's like this.
Hey, you opened this app one time.
Leave me alone.
I took her to the island. Lil' shorty, she be wildin', yeah. Cause I always got a smilin', she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smilin', she won't stop.
Baby took me to the island. You told me I'd be wildin'. Cause he always got me smilin', I can't stop. Yeah, he always got me smilin', I won't stop.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Randy.
And I'm Jordan.
And welcome to the Pulley for a Chat podcast, the podcast for the hopeless romantic.
And those who are just hopeless. And for all you lover boys and lover girls out there, this is the Love Island edition.
Okay.
Just talking into the wrong side of the mic. Rookies over here. But here we go. All right. Week 3 felt like me and Randy were just talking about like what took place. And even starting from, I was like, did this happen on week 3?
There's no way. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, that happened this week? That's a long week. I don't know if it's because it was a long week because of Love Island or just like our lives.
Well, also so much happened though, where it's like, what the heck? Like, it was just... But like, there's not an episode. I feel like I'm screaming into my microphone like that. There is not an episode.
Yeah,
where
shut the fuck up, Jordan.
See how she does me? It's crazy. I'm just here trying to make a podcast. But let's get into it because it was a lot. So if you guys can think back to.
Okay.
We don't talk about that, man.
Oh, yeah. Didn't I tell you about that?
As if I didn't know?
No. Maybe it wasn't him. There was somebody.
If you're a singer or rapper who isn't problematic, we stan. But anyways.
Time to start my career.
Okay. So, this is crazy that this happened this week. We had a festival game.
Yeah.
So, in this festival game, it was basically just like throwing shade. Like, Islanders had to take cups of liquid. Don't know what's in it, but and like throw them on each other if they thought like if the shoe fits, wear it type situation. And there was a lot of like cattiness and pettiness and back and
forth.
Yeah,
the thing about the games is like I feel like in past seasons there's like one that's like oh
why yeah, that?
But like for the most everybody's part. Been on 10. And if it's a game, I would personally I probably would just giggle like you're right,
mm-hmm.
Or haha not really but okay. But they're like pissed off. Everyone's so angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the games cause a lot of drama, and like we saw like there's really interesting like first of all Connor, I'm on your ass because he just started throwing shade at Janae, but like for no reason after he's been like treating her like trash, started throwing shade at her. The Serena started throwing shade at Leah started. It was just like a mess. It was like what is happening. And then for, we know that there's like a dumping coming or like a vote coming or whatever. Oh yeah, because we voted. So
yeah.
We know that there's something coming. So then we see the question that goes to Andrea and Rob was, which couple do you think should go home or something like that? And they voted for Janae and Hakeem are the ones that they voted for. Andrea and Rob did for the game.
Yeah.
And so anyways, that just caused like a weird amount of drama that I didn't think was personally necessary, but here we are. And then later that night, we go into the vote results are in. And can I just say, I voted for Serena and Cordell because I need Cordell to stay safe at all costs.
Like, I didn't get to vote.
No, Randy didn't. She was on a date.
Oh, yeah.
She was on a date. She did not
vote. Twice I did that.
No, this was the first vote.
I know, but twice I forgot about that because I said, why didn't I vote?
Dang. We know you're listening.
No, she shut loved the fuck it. Up. I'm gonna have to bleep that out.
Bleep it out for
a lot of editing.
Bleep it out for a clip, but like cut it out of the podcast episode. Like cut it out for the podcast, but like for a clip to post online, bleep out the name.
Bringing drama. Bringing entertainment.
Anyways, I will always try to keep my baby Cordell safe. The couples, I was actually really... So the couples on the bottom three were Hakeem and Janae, which wasn't a surprise. Nicole and Kendall, which I was a bit surprised by. And then Rob and Andrea, which I did not see coming at all. I did not expect Connor and Leah to be safe. That one took me for, like, threw me for a loop.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I said, where did that come from? And then Rob and Andrea, but you know what?
No, I was just gonna say, I think I said Andrea at first.
You did. Last week, Randy did say Andrea would go home.
Yeah.
Which, we're gonna get to that, but she was right. But I think when I started looking online, it was really interesting because the online sentiment, and even, like, if you go on the Love Island app and you see the way people are voting, people do not like Rob and Andrea. People, like, the vote results on TV were very accurate for all the comments I've been seeing online, on Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
And honestly, I don't even think much of the shade was for Andrea. I think people are on Rob's head.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Like, Andrea really didn't do anything bad. She didn't do anything wrong. She was just a bombshell. Like, yeah. Whatever.
Just a bombshell.
Just a bombshell.
Just a bombshell bombshelling.
And so what I thought the producers, look, again, week after week, we're going to say, give them their flowers. Give them their daytime Emmy. Like, this is television.
Yeah.
Because they had, for I think maybe, I could be very wrong, so do not quote me on this, but from my experience in Love Island, one of the first times, if not the first time ever, where the girls vote for the girl.
Yeah, not that I recall. Yeah, not that I recall, and I've seen plenty of seasons.
And you watch more countries than I do.
Yeah,
I'm like kind of exclusively UK.
I don't think that even on Australia I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I could be wrong. It's ADHD, but like I could completely be making that up. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've ever seen that. And I love that because
it's the best possible scenario.
Because one thing about a girl, they gonna ride for who they want to.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what anybody else feels like.
And I think it was so funny. So again, so the guys we have in the bottom are gonna be Hakeem, Kendall, and Rob, and then the girls in the bottom, Janae, Nicole, and Andrea. So the group was it Leah had said when they just split up and vote. She had told the guys, she's like, well, your decision's really easy. Ours isn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, but true.
And then Liv was like, don't sue them.
But
like,
it was so true. Sorry.
To you.
Remember to that? To you.
I gotta post that clip.
Yeah, from Bad Girls Gone Red.
To you.
But
disrespectful.
But like Hakeem, Kendall, and Rob, who are they gonna keep around? Kendall and Rob. Like,
yeah.
It was not a shocker there. What was the shocker to the whole village? Because this was, guys.
God, I can't believe this is this week.
The most dramatic thing I've ever seen Love Island. Like, the most dramatic thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Also, like, I watch true crime and I watch doctor shows, and this was like, come on, babe. You would have thought somebody died.
Bro.
I'm not exaggerating. Hey, listen. The worst moment in my life, like, depressing-wise, I've not cried that much. That was insane.
I have cried that hard, but, like, my dad died. So, like, pretty valid, I would say. Pretty valid. But, like, crying this way over someone you've known for four... So, Andrea got sent home. The girls chose to keep Nicole and Janae. Because they were not... Like, Janae wasn't even in discussion on the table.
Yeah.
And then it kind of came down between Andrea and Nicole. And I thought, like, it kind of would have made more logical reason to send Nicole home. And, like, no one would have been that pressed about it besides Kendall.
I thought Nicole, too, because right before, mm-hmm. Nicole was making out with Miguel, and I was like, you're going to ref your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Send Nicole home.
But they ended up sending Andrea home. And you know what? The reasoning for sending Andrea home didn't even make sense. Like, I can't even restate what they said because it just didn't make sense. But if they had said, and I stand by this, if they had said, well, Andrea found what she was looking for, and we want to give the other girls a chance, I think that would have made everybody be like, okay, like, a little bit more, because they had no reason to back up why they sent that girl home. But they did, and it was, the way the villa exploded.
Okay, yeah, like, even I said, I was like, it'd make more sense to send Janae home,
because
mm-hmm. She's had lots of opportunities, but, like I was saying earlier, and this is a 6-week journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been 2 weeks. You've known this specific girl for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you're boohoo crying over her going home.
Everybody.
When you're gonna see her in 4 weeks?
Yeah. So the way Rob he put on his little Rob show was so dramatic. It was like, I'm leaving. You lost three people tonight. You know, and Aaron's like, no, Rob, no, Rob, no. I love you, Rob. Like,
if you stay, we can stare at the stars and make out.
Yeah. Like, Aaron's literally lips attached to his butt. Like, that is what he is.
Human centipede.
Please cut that out. That's so gross. And he was just like so distraught. Like everyone was crying. And I remember I was texting Randy and I said, I'm gonna need these people to stop crying right now. Because after a certain
moment. Oh, yeah, because we watched that at the same time, didn't we?
It was so annoying. Like, I'm an emotional person, don't get me wrong, but this was too much. Like, I was like, I need y'all to cut it out. Like, every single person that popped up on my screen that tears running down their face, I said, get off. Like, I was over it.
But you know what? Again, Kaylor, the mascara commercial.
Kaylor didn't cry that much, though. She was one of the people who didn't cry that much.
That's because she was staying on business. She knew what she did.
Kaylor voted her out. But the only person who didn't vote Andrea out was Liv. But all the other girls did. And, it is what it is. And so, also, mind you, Joaquin is literally just standing there as they're all like.
He's like, man, nobody gonna cry for me.
And he had been in there longer, mind you.
Yeah.
We see Andrea go, like, literally go, she's like, I just want to be with Rob. Like, she couldn't even talk. Like, she was that distraught.
I've not been attached to somebody for, like, I can know somebody and like them for a year and still not be that attached to them. 4 days?
Wait, I do want to say.
Crazy.
I do want to say, and then Aaron and the guys were, Aaron and Rob. Rob, fine, you're emotional, whatever. The way Aaron is yelling at those girls, I said, watch your tone.
Yeah, it did.
Watch your fucking tone.
It did,
tone.
Like, rock us a little bit on Aaron because we're Aaron stands. We were. Now it's like,
I'm over it. I'm over that man because that was the way he piped up. I said, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm glad Liv and Leo were tripping back at him because who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
It was just not okay. Not okay.
One thing about Liv, I love her. Mm-hmm. I love Liv. I've loved her since the beginning and I will love her until the show ends. Unless she does something really fucked up and crazy, which I don't think she will because she's a real ass bitch, but. We'll see.
Yeah, she's just
early days.
And so Andrea is like doing her thing, and Rob like comes over to her. He's like, "What do you want me to do?" Of course, Rob doesn't leave. After he had told her he was gonna leave with her,
he's like, "I guess you're right, guys. It's only been 4 days."
He's like, "How can I know that what I have with you is real unless I stay here and test it out?" Like he had said something like, "Yeah, I could still have feelings for you in here.
If I stay here and like don't like anybody else."
Then it was real.
I'll know it was real. And I'll go right behind you and find you. Shut the fuck up. Literally. If there's one thing a man will always have and have nothing else, it's the audacity. The all fucking audacity. I would have got the ick if I was her. If there's a man out there, looked at me in my eyes and said that. You know what? That's all I'm going to say on that.
And then it's so funny because the next day Rob is like, yeah, at this point, I'm glad I stayed. and so the next day too, we see Leah and Rob. So also, Andrea had 30 minutes to pack and get out.
Dude, 30 minutes to pack and get out. And guess what?
She was probably in there for 2 more hours.
No, I think they just literally didn't cut any of that from the show. Mm-hmm. I think they literally just let the whole 30 minutes go. Because that's how long I feel like she was on our screen.
It literally took up the first, like, quarter
30 minutes
of the episode. Like, it was crazy. But the next day, Andrea hasn't even been out that villa 12 hours. It happened breakfast time. Leah and Rob
have a discussion.
We're literally sitting there. He was like making eyes at her, like they're flirting. And like Leah, of course, like Leah's still into Rob, right?
I think for his side of it, like what he was thinking, I know men, they like to double back just to see if they can. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Had you then, got you again.
And so,
just to see if they can do it. Because you can see he had no emotional connection to it. He was like, if no one else comes in, I guess, and I have to.
Yeah.
And you know, so, that's the energy that I got. Because he didn't want to cut it off, did it at first.
Even during that conversation. Saying, like, I still had to feel like I never stopped caring about you. Like, okay. It was just a weird, like, I just, everything about the whole. And so, Leah, this is where the sketch kind of plants drama here that continues out throughout the rest of the week.
Rest of the week.
And she had said, like, she's telling Rob, I never talked bad about you to Andrea, you know, like, I tried to take a backseat because I didn't want to be the biggest deciding factor in the decision, which again, we have, me and Randy have differing opinions about this. I think Leah used the wrong words when she said backseat. I think she had a different, maybe, definition in her mind.
That's of, what like, she said.
So, like, but anyways, that's what she said. Rob clocks it. He's like, that's weird.
Well, personally, on the same subject, I think that she's a very smart girl, like, very intelligent girl. And I feel like you know what you're doing. What else would she have meant when she said backseat? Because she didn't explain what she meant. It's when Liv asked her what she meant. If she didn't mean backseat, she was silent crickets.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, sorry, continue.
The way I think, like, the way I interpreted it, because I, again, I'm pretty indifferent towards Leah at this point. Like, I'm not part of, like, the Leah haters club. Like, whatever she does doesn't, like, really ruffle my feathers that much. Except for this one thing. Except for this one thing that's coming up. But she, I think what she maybe meant by it was, like, she had said her thing, her piece about Andrea, kind of as they started the discussion. But when it got to the voting, she wasn't like, oh, Andrea. Like, when they were, like, kind of going through and voting who. Like, I'm thinking in my brain, I'm like, maybe that's what she was referring to. That when it came to the actual, like, vote part outside of the discussion, she wasn't sitting there, like,
yeah, but she also said that she never said anything bad about Rob.
To Andrea.
But really, she, I mean, whether it was directly to her or not, when they were in the makeup room, like, you're directing it to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's very true. But her words were, she never said, she didn't say anything about Rob.
I didn't pull her Rob. For a chat she, and talk shit on you.
She's
but
saying she never said anything.
In the vicinity.
Yeah, she's like, I never pulled Andrea and was like, fuck Rob. He did. Like, she never, I think that's probably what she was, like, trying to say. But, like, obviously people are going to hear you if you're just talking in the general area. You know what I mean? Also, wait, backtracking a little bit. I think one of the reasons Andrea also, like, another factor in her going home was, like, she, Love Island is
this
a social.
This I agree with. This yeah. is what I agree with.
Love Island, as much as it is, like, you want to find love and you want to find a connection for however long that lasts outside the villa, whatever, it's also a social game. The friendships yeah. last longer than anything. Andrea didn't really make that many friends.
Mm-hmm. She was up Rob's ass mm-hmm. the whole time.
And she was with Nicole. For 4 days, right?
No, she was with Nicole, too. But I feel like, if I were an Islander, I'm not, so. But if I were, I feel like I'd immediately try to make a connection with the girls, not just for the game, even though that would help. Like, anyways, I would immediately go with the girls and be like, okay, like.
I'd go on Love Island, honestly, because I really, like, I want the friendships, I want the memories.
You said that! You said that! Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, I still feel that way. Like, I.
Can I go on just for the friends?
Like, I just want the vibes, I want the memes, I want the friendships,
that part,
the good times.
Girls.
Yeah, like.
She doesn't even go here.
Yeah, I'm not there for love. What do you mean? Like, if that happens as a byproduct, sure. But, like, I just want to be there. But I think that, too, is, like, also a deciding factor. Like, you're not going to want to keep someone around that you don't care. Like, you don't really care for someone. Like, why you want to keep them? You don't. Like, it is what it is. Like, that's, like, me and Randy work at a casino, right? And, like, some people, like, come and go and leave. It's like, damn. Okay. It doesn't affect me either way, like, alright.
It was a good run.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
I'm not tripping, like, but if, like, Randy had left or, like, I had left, people would be like, what? Like, yeah. It'd be, like, a whole different vibe. It'd be sad.
So basically, like, the main characters is very kind of no, but seriously, yeah. I feel like when I'm gone, people are like, oh my god, where have you been? And then, like, compared to other times, like, Cam's gone right now, and people are like, where's Cam been?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, by the way, she, like, tore her ACL. You know what I mean? There's, like, certain people you miss and certain people you won't. And the girls weren't vibing with Andrea, so that just wasn't gonna.
Yeah, and you know, maybe if she was in there longer, they would have built better relationships. Usually the girls get closer around Casa, like, in Casa more, too, because, like, they're there supporting each other. So, like, maybe those, like, relationships would have established. She just, unfortunately, didn't have the time in the 40s they were there. And, but Nicole did. Like, Nicole did talk to the other girls, too, so. Whatever. That is what it is. So Leah tells her little thing to Rob. Rob is like, hold up. That's suspicious because I wasn't even thinking about that beforehand. Mind you.
Yeah, it's like she accidentally told on herself. She's like, just to let you know, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Like, never send Andrea home. Mind you, to be fair, Leah cannot mastermind this whole send Andrea home plan. She did not push her in the bottom. She
I don't
did
think
not.
She didn't mastermind it, but she didn't mind it.
But, like, to be fair, I feel like that's so real because, like, I'm with the guy. Imagine being with someone, another girl comes in and takes him, and then you're like, I can vote her out? I feel like it's only kind of human to be like, well.
No, I get that for sure, like, as a human, but but not to get back with him.
Yeah.
Not to get back with him, boy.
Like, yeah, that was kind of crazy. So when they started talking,
I remember I said, as soon as she was voted out, I said, she's gonna try to go get back with Rob. And I'll,
I don't know if you were like, no.
I was like, I would be over it. Like, if they got back together, I'd be over it.
Yeah, and I was like, if I know a woman, which I'd like to think that I do, she's beelining it. And it's not that she had to be the main person for the Andrea conversation. Her reactions when they were talking about it, I knew what time it was. I knew what time it was immediately.
I will say this. Kayler is the only girl that literally smirked when Andrea went home.
Well, because Kayler's the one that was like, well, Leah and Rob always have a connection if Andrea leaves. And Leah goes, so it's like, okay.
Well, and then Andrea goes home and Kayler goes, she did not care at all. Yeah. She said, well, bye.
Well, also, I think we forget that she gunned for him too, for Aaron too.
It's true.
She probably that's a good had, like, point. Built up animosity.
Yeah, she was probably like, bye. Aww. Don't ever look at Aaron again. Literally. And so I think another dynamic to point out is after the vote, because the guys were, bro, it was next level madness, the way they were talking to them, the way they felt, the emotions. And
I wish a man would talk to me crazy like that.
And so all the girls were like, it wasn't your fucking decision to make. Like, you know, they were like really standing like 10 years down behind each
Especially
other.
Especially Liv's not even the one that voted for Andrea out of the girls.
But she said it was
and
a group decision.
And she's like, it's a group decision. Mm-hmm. Mind your fucking business is what she was telling them. And she was standing up for these girls for real, and she's not even the one that voted, which is important for what's coming up.
Yeah, that's kind of the girls were like, we made the decision together as a group, we're gonna stand by it, that's it. Like, it is what it is, it's over. Andrea's at the villa, let it go. And that's how I felt the rest of the week. Andrea's at the villa, why are we still talking about her? Like, let it go. And so, Rob, when he starts like getting fishy, and Aaron's like, Aaron is messy too, because Aaron's like, oh yeah.
Aaron is messy.
Aaron's like, yeah, Rob, like.
Yeah, because Rob is like, hey, Leah just told me this.
Well, because Aaron was feeling that way anyway.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. And Kayler didn't deny it when they were talking.
Oh, Aaron and Kayler talk, and then had said, this is where I got fully turned off of Aaron. So he yelled and did his thing, and I was like, that's crazy. And he was talking to Kayler, and Kayler, first of all, I don't know why she apologized to him. She didn't break his heart. She didn't send his girl home. Like, why are you apologizing to him? And Aaron was like, did I yell at you guys? Did you yell at, are you crazy? And she was like, yeah, it was scary. I've never seen you like that. And he was like, I didn't even realize. What? Like, your emotions were that out of control at the thought of Rob leaving the villa that you went outside of yourself and outside of your body?
I just, like, there's something about a man raising his voice at me that just does it for me. That does, like, that turns me off completely.
If I
were in Kayler's position, I would have been like, yeah, this isn't gonna work.
Because it was just crazy. And then the fact that he didn't even, like, he wasn't conscious of that, he's saying that he wasn't conscious of the fact that he was behaving that way. Red flag. Yeah. Biggest red flag for me personally. Like, I get your emotions are high, but why are they this
high? So why are you a little baby man child over your bro's girl that he's known for 4 days?
Right. Well, and then we'll talk about this recoupling when it gets here, but there's a recoupling. Kayler says a really great speech to Aaron. First thing he does, goes and kisses Rob on the cheek and hugs him. Hugs Connor, hugs his boys before he hugs Kayler. What? Like, anyways, so Aaron's peeping the whole Leah thing already, and then Rob comes to him, and he's like, suspicious. And so then,
I do love this, because he's a little messy, but, like, he's going around to, like, different groups, like,
he's telling Connor.
What do you think about this?
So the first person he tells is Connor. And Connor already feels some type of way. First of all, Leah never liked Connor. We knew that, but she hadn't been telling Connor.
Yeah, she was just lying to him the whole time. She's like, this is my first time feeling this way.
Which, yeah, she told him that she still liked him when she did it. I personally did not care because I'm on your
side. I don't like Connor, but I also didn't like how Leah and Connor were doing Janae. So both sides of it, I was just like, over it.
It's bad at me, but I did not care that his feelings got hurt because
I didn't really care about Connor, but I cared about, like, the concept.
Yeah, that's fair. Objectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he tells Connor, and Connor's like, yeah, no, I feel the same way. I think so. And he's like, he's hurt his feelings. Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then Rob goes to, and he's like, this stays just between us. And then Rob goes to Liv and Kayler, and he's telling them, and this is where it really kicks off, because Rob tells them that Leah, granted, he had said, like, Leah said she never talked shit about me. That's not true. She didn't say that. She said she never talked shit about you too, Andrea, but he left that part out. He heard, and he interpreted it the way that it's most natural for him to have interpreted it, right? Like, I don't really fault him for that, but it's not what she said. factually. And then he was like, and she said she took a backseat in the decision, blah, 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 blah.
They both perked up. Yeah, they both perked and said, not quite.
Yeah.
Not quite. Not in a way that they threw their friend under the bus, but in a way that's like,
they felt like she was throwing them
under the bus, you know what I mean? Like,
this is right after the whole like, girls stick together, we make a decision together type thing. And they, and Liv was like defending them for that. They were all defending each other in their decision that they made. And so now they're hearing, oh,
like, she's not rocking us, like, we're rocking with her.
Yeah, she's like breaking girl code essentially here. Like,
so I think they did the right thing in saying what they did for the group sense of like, because at the, that point, they were standing not only up for themselves, but also for Serena. Because it was...
I didn't like, though, how Liv had said, she was referring to Kaylor when she says you. She basically said her, Kaylor, and Serena had gotten played. I didn't like that because I don't understand how they got played. Because Leah did not hold a gun to their head and say, vote for Andrea. Like, that part I didn't fully understand. I was like, what do you mean you got played? You are an adult. You make your own decisions. Liv, you made your own decision. You didn't even vote for Andrea. Like, that, I just
maybe she just felt like they got persuaded a little bit.
But then that's their fault. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't
understand. But at that point, you would be played.
But then that's your fault. If you can't stand on business, like, you're not a, you're not a big girl. You're not a big kid.
I think she was pointing that out.
Like, it just... Yeah, I mean...
She's like, sorry for you guys.
Yeah, because I didn't... That part I just didn't get. Because, yeah, you didn't get played. If you did, that's your fault. But I don't know, just tell you. And so Liv is upset about that, rightfully so. Because if you feel like you're doing something with your girls and you're defending them... Like, if me and Randy and, like, say, like, our book club or whatever, we all, like, decide something and someone goes outside and says something, I'd be like, I'm sorry? What's the issue?
Yeah,
like,
which would never happen.
No,
it wouldn't. We're just a bunch of sweethearts.
Everyone apparently hates me, though. Like,
you're driving me talking crazy.
I really don't.
Yeah, she does.
I really don't.
Yeah, it's like a bit we do.
Yeah.
It's like a bit we do.
A bit.
Against you.
But everyone's against me, guys, and I don't know why. I just live, and I just exist.
Actually, I got it yesterday,
I just
too.
Live, laugh, love.
They were okay. Like, fuck Jordan, and fuck you too, Rania. So what did you say fuck me for? I get why you said fuck Jordan, and fuck me.
See, for real, because like, I just do nothing. And then
I was like, hold on.
I'm sorry, what did I do?
What did I do?
But anyways, it's fine, because I could handle it. And so, what, we see this Liv and Rob and Leah thing play out, where Rob is just really, like, upset, him and Connor talking about it. He's like, she lied to me, she played me, she sent Andrea home, which again...
Yeah.
She did not send Andrea home.
But she said she had no parts in it, basically.
And then also, Rob, go home. Like, if it's that big a deal to you, if you want to be with Andrea so bad, if you're that upset that she's gone, go. I don't, for TV, I hope you stay. But go. You know?
I think he's really just playing it up for the cameras. No way.
He's an actor. So people might think are actors. I think Aaron's playing the game, and I think Rob is...
He invented it.
Exactly. Rob and anybody out there who watches reality dating TV show Harry Jowsey, they went to the same school.
Yeah.
They went to the same program. They both graduated at the same time. They are cut from the same cloth.
How to be talked about after the show's over.
How to be a crazy, manipulative, good television watching man.
And still, like, have fans.
Bro. Just because you're cute? What? That's crazy.
Never coming off my mood.
It's crazy. And so what? We see a confrontation happens where Rob had pulled Leah for a chat and he was like, Leah, you lied, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Leah, hearing this, she goes, hold up. So she calls Liv over because she thinks Liv is going to back her.
Because that's her girl and you should rock for your girls. But if you already, if your friend already thinks that you threw her under the bus, it's not going the way you wanted it to. Had you had a discussion before the conversation? Perhaps. But now that I feel like you already threw me under the bus, it's time to be upfront and honest.
So it's an it's a full-on argument. The whole villa's watching. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, shoot, what's going down? Because Liv comes over. Leah's talking to her crazy. Actually crazy. Like, again, I'm pretty indifferent towards Leah, but this is like, who are you talking? If she was on Bad Girls Club, she would have gotten one word out. one word out. And, like... It is so disrespectful. But Randy made a good point.
I went in, out to Jordan because I watched, like, Love Island Australia. They'd be talking crazy to each other like that all the time, and it doesn't hurt their feelings. They're more like, you know, they're calling each other
out their names,
all kinds of like cunts and bitches and not giving a fuck. So I think that's why Liv didn't turn up as much and how she was so calm.
So really she did it to the right one because Liv could take it. But like if me personally,
I'll smack the lip out of the fillers out your lips.
Because who are you talking to? Who do you think you're talking to? But like they're going back and forth. Rob's sitting there and like this part got me because Kaylor's watching it and she's like, oh, I should go over there. And Aaron's like, no, don't go over there. And he like grabs her.
Yeah. And she goes, let go.
Well, she had let him keep her there for a minute. And I was, for like a few more, until the other girls came over. So like,
Serena got it.
Rob and Aaron are going at it. And then Serena's like, oh, hold up.
Because Rob goes, you need to wake the fuck up. Then Serena gets up and goes over there. Because she's like, you're not about to do my girl.
You're not about to.
But she, what did you say? Low-key were thrown under the bus too. You just don't know it yet.
So like Serena's like, oh, you guys aren't about to like, what is it, like
gang up on her.
And so Serena goes over there, and all the girls go over there, and then that's when Kaylor finally gets up. But Aaron, you're on my list because why are you telling her first of all what to do? And like, look,
yeah,
not a fan. He's just being too messy and too like I think he's playing a game for real. Like I think he has a strategy of how he's gonna win, and he is like sticking to that plan. But it's just popping off. Liv is like, okay, Leah, I am not doing this with you. And she leaves.
Yeah.
And then Rob is like,
which I thought was the mature thing to do.
Absolutely. Because it's not going to, if emotions are
bad, I'm not going back and forth. You know what you did. I know what you did. And when you're ready to talk about it, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. If emotions are that high and like you guys just like, and they're just yelling back and forth, like it's just, you need to talk at a later point. Because if nothing's going to happen, nothing good is going to happen. And you should stop before you do or say something that you can't take back. You know what I mean? And so Liv stepped away, and then at that point, Rob was like, just so you know, my door is fully closed.
He's so dramatic.
He said, my door is closed.
So sassy.
And he walks away in his little overalls. Okay. And was he wearing overalls tonight? Actually, it doesn't matter. He has four things. And so that was that night. And it was just like crazy. And then Rob was still like, Leah, so many. And he calls her like batshit crazy. And I said, hold up, Rob.
He's just as crazy. He's just
Mr. as crazy. Because he said, someone, I think Connor was like, are you okay, bro? And Rob was like, no, I'm just going to go to the dock. I said, what, you're going to jump in the ocean? What are you going to do now? Like, you were, for you to call her crazy when you don't recognize that the call is also coming from inside the house, sir, that's crazy. And so then Connor and Rob were like talking, and Connor's like, yeah, she did it to me too. She put Connor, shut up, I don't hear you anymore, shut up. Like,
that's just her thing against Connor.
It really is.
He really didn't do anything at that point. It really was just like sad because he knew he was about to go.
Well, like, and he's just like, well, Rob is like talking, like Rob is mad, and Connor's like, yeah, me too, bro, she played me too. Shut up, Connor, shut up. Because who did you play? Janae, exactly. And so, thankfully, though, we see the next day the girls have a conversation. They do clear the air. Leah does apologize in the way that is probably most accurate and, like, the best that she could apologize. Like, it's not, like, the way first of all, I wouldn't have done that, but, like, my apology would have been much different. But, like, for Leah, it was an apology. You know what I mean?
Okay, in Leah's defense, and I don't do this often, in her defense, I think that she's the type of person that's overly emotional when she gets upset. And so she just goes and goes and goes. And then I do think she regrets what she says after. Like, I don't think she does a lot of thinking in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't prefer that type of person.
Communication is not good, yeah.
But I do know people like that. Like, some of my sisters react that way. And so, like, I get it. But you can't say everything that you're saying to somebody and expect them to forgive you after an apology.
Right.
And that's why I like when Liv, like, said to her, hey, no, it's cool. Like, I accept your apology, but I stand on everything that I said.
Because Liv didn't have anything to apologize for.
Yeah, she said, I stand on everything that I said. And she said, you're standing on the fact, this was Serena. She said, you're standing on the fact that you called her, like, a compulsive liar. And then she said something else. She said, I didn't say that. But yeah, I do think she's a compulsive liar. Mm-hmm. And they had nothing to say about that. And then they were like, okay, well, we're cool now.
Realistically, what do you say?
It's like, okay, so we're cool now? And they're like, yeah.
And like, but you know what? Like, I think that was realistic because you're not gonna, you know, if you guys have like a blowout like that, like singing Kumbaya, I think they're both still gonna be cool with each other. I don't think they're gonna try to like, oh, Liv, cute. I think they really are just like, okay, it's dead in the water. Like,
yeah,
it is,
it's
what
dead.
It is. And I appreciate that. Rob and Aaron were like listening in because they like mess, and you know they didn't want it to go that way because now Rob is like literally Leah's biggest hater.
Biggest fan.
Like, he is her biggest hater, but, and Aaron too, because Aaron, again, lips on Rob's ass. But that was that blowout. And I'm glad my girls could bring it together and keep it cute. Mm-hmm. Because I hate when the girls are fighting. Like, I really do. Anytime. But unless it's, like, really, really warranted. And there's, like, one girl who's just, like, the worst. Mm-hmm. But, like, overall, I like for them to get along, like, for everyone to just generally speaking get along.
This isn't Friendship Island.
But it is. But it is Friendship Island. Be so for real. It is Friendship Island.
Plus Drag Race.
Yeah.
This isn't RuPaul's Best Friends Race.
yeah. And so, okay, what else happens? One thing I do want to talk about is this. I think it's a trio. I've said it's a trio. Randy thinks it's not a trio.
I know.
Everyone on the internet and the Love Island producers think it's a trio.
Well, not everybody on the internet.
And the Love Island producers think it's a trio. Oh. And it's the group between Serena, Leah, and Janae.
I'm sorry, if that's a fucking trio. You know what? If it's the trio.
Oh my god.
What did I say?
You said, Randy had said, I think it's maybe more of an alliance.
Yes. Yes, I think it's an alliance because, you know, you can have each other's back in alliance, but you don't have to love somebody or like them at least at all. You know, you ever played like
games when you're younger?
It's like, okay, alliance. Yeah.
I think it's a very interesting group dynamic because the way they'll like come for each other and be petty and catty and like call each other out. And it's like, that's so weird because I would never do my friends like that. But then the way they ride for each other, it's like
confusing. That's why I said, if it's a trio, it's probably the Bermuda Triangle. Because
it's
like
crazy.
Because
even on After Sun this week, Serena and Janae were in the beach hut, right? And Maura had asked them about, are the egg situation. They both just started laughing so hard because they were so over it. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, they really are. Like, whether it's, like, sisters or, like, what, like, I don't know. It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah,
but
I also,
like,
just didn't feel like Serena had, I mean, it was annoying, and I was like, stand up, but Serena really didn't have right to be mad, because,
yeah.
Girl, you're like, anyways.
I think it's really interesting to watch, but I feel confident in saying that they will constantly have each other's back.
Yeah.
Unless somebody does something egregious that there's no coming back from.
And I don't think it's above any of them.
Which I feel like it could happen. Right. Yeah. Like, I feel like it could happen.
I don't think
happen.
It's above any of them.
But I feel like they're just like, because even the way like they wrote for Janae and that thing, they were like, Janae's name was not even on that table, bro. When I say she wasn't even a thought in their mind as in her home, like, she was safe no matter what. But I just thought it was really, really interesting. Let's see. Okay, we have new bombshells coming in. So we get told that there's new bombshells coming in, and so we're like kind of waiting in anticipation. And then we have this game that broke my heart. But it was
Jordan's
good,
like,
drama.
Did you watch the game? I'm crying. And I said, girl, what? What do you mean you're crying? So what's going on? Because, like, I work nights, so I'm always a couple days behind in the middle of the week. So I catch up on either Saturday or Sunday morning.
Which is crazy, because whenever I work at the casino and Love Island's on, I watch that on my break.
She's better than me, because I eat and I, like, go into the little room that we clock in at, and I just, like, zone out.
Yeah, I just, like, sit there with my food and I watch.
I also just have, like I said, ADHD, so I will, like, I can't watch something, especially when there's stuff going on around me.
Yeah. And so we have this game. It's a stick or twist game, which I've never seen before, but it was phenomenal.
It was fun.
When they were talking about how it works, I was like, this sounds kind of silly, but then I was like, damn, like, no, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So basically, if the couples had to go up one by one, they're separated by a divider wall, and they had to basically just, like, dance, right? And then middle of the song, they had to either keep dancing if they wanted to stick in their couple, or
it was like
move,
freeze dance
basically, yeah, or move off the dance floor if they wanted to twist and explore different connections.
Yeah.
And then after the song ended, then the wall would slide back and you'd get to see what your person was doing. Yeah. So the only couple who stuck, like couple who stuck, Kaylor and Aaron. Not surprising.
No, but okay, and I expected a couple of them, but nobody else. I was like,
mm-hmm.
What is going on?
So we see, okay, so, oh, this is where we should talk about Nicole and Kendall. So Nicole has been getting to know Miguel. Kendall, I love Kendall, and I love him for this, especially because he exactly, because he had, like, he was like, dang, like, and Nicole and Miguel are getting to know each other. I don't really like this. She's kind of expecting me to wait, but, like, this decision to kind of couple up and kind of be together is not only her decision.
Yeah.
It's my decision too. And I said, period. Yeah. Like, it is your decision. It's not just her decision. So like, know your words, stand up firm for like, if it makes you uncomfortable and if that's your line and that's your boundary.
And he told her that it made him uncomfortable, but like, if that's what she wanted to do, he was okay with it.
Yeah.
But don't expect somebody to sit around and wait for you.
Exactly. And that's what Nicole did, which is so weird to me because she's like making out with Miguel.
She gets
kind of caught up in like, oh, I think I have a better connection with Miguel because he's new, he's fun, he's fresh, and he's good looking. Yeah. And so they have the sticker tits game. Nicole sticks. Which I didn't expect. I don't think anybody expected that, really. But Kendall twists, because Kendall said, you're not going to catch me
looking stupid.
Right. He said, you're not to play me. And Nicole's like,
I can't believe you didn't stay. Excuse me?
Yeah. Why?
You're making out with this guy for days.
Which
you're telling people you're not sure who you're leaning towards, and you want me to stand here and wait for you?
And I think that's so weird, because the whole concept is like, you are currently, as we are speaking, open to getting to know someone else not in your couple. You are the definition of twisting. Like,
yeah, even if you twist, though, it doesn't mean you're not in a couple anymore.
It doesn't mean
you're, like... It just means that you're open.
Yeah, and that's what she is. So I was really confused by that, because like, that's her saying, like, she doesn't want to get to know Miguel, which is like, well, then you should have had a conversation about that.
Yeah.
But that was just a whole weird little dynamic. The people not playing the game are Rob and Janae, because they are single, because their pairs went home. Who else went up there? Connor and Leah.
Cordell.
Wait, we're talking about Connor and Leah right now.
Why are we talking about Connor? Oh.
I don't want to get to Cordell yet.
Okay, well, Connor and Leah, everybody knew.
She just patted my knee like,
Everybody knew that Leah was going to twist. If you didn't, then you're like DeLulu, because she said every single day, I do not like that man. Yeah, every time that man got in her view, she said, ew.
And then, oh my gosh, she got the biggest ick from Connor.
When he was crawling. But the thing is, she thought that he was trying to come sneak up on the conversation. He was just trying to get the orange juice.
I really don't think she cared what he was doing. She just, like, you know, like, physically, she was like, that looks disgusting. And she just, like, I've never seen someone more disgusting.
I didn't think that it did. I think she just didn't like him at all to begin with, and she was just finding reasons to not like him more.
She's
just
fine.
When you get the ick, you get the ick. I know something about the ick.
And then she saw that, and it helped. But Connor sticks, which I'm like, Connor, you already know that she's not, like, you know, like, he could say that was surprised, but you know.
He said that he knew. He said he knew it.
Yeah, and, like, so when the thing goes back and he's like, oh, I knew it, and I'm like, I don't know, like, because for me, I'm a prideful person. You're not about to make me look stupid. If I have an inkling, I'm going to get off that dance floor.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to make me look crazy.
My pride is stronger than my feelings.
Yeah.
I can think about you 24/7. You will not hear from me.
There was one time I was playing volleyball, my knee dislocated sometimes, and it dislocated. I fell down. It was a whole thing. I was in so much pain, and everybody's like, Jordan, sit down. My pride was so hurt. I said, no. I'm standing here. I did not move for the rest of the game. Like, I was in so... But I stood there because I was not about to. But no, especially for my feelings, my pride. Like, if I was in a couple and I was like, oh, they're getting to know someone else, you're not going to catch me on the dance floor. I'm getting off. Because what do I look like?
Not on the dance floor.
Yeah, literally, that's what it was. And the fact that Connor stayed, I won't talk about his dance moves, but the fact that he stayed, I was like, that's crazy. But look, I do applaud him for standing firm. And you know what he felt
liked a lot.
Whatever. So he did what he did. And then we have Sergio Cordell. And this one was so crazy to me because she had already like asked for him, like, I want to get to know you. Da-da-da-da. I feel like when you have a
And they did
like
say
that,
they were open earlier in the day. But
with their history, I felt like it was a weird move.
It was so
weird. I also
weird.
Think like people maybe had different definitions and ideas of what twisting meant, which is where like the whatever came from, but they're the last ones to go. They're dancing. And then Serena gets off the dance floor. And all the people who saw her on her side stopped. Because everyone was like clapping and cheering, like, woo, yeah, you go, girl. And then she got off the dance floor. They all said, oh, and they did not make a noise. Their faces were shocked.
Yeah.
And Cordell was just dancing
because
his little
poor
heart
Serena,
out.
Like, poor Cordell. She keeps telling him, like, oh, it's you, it's you. Nope. Just kidding. Oh, just kidding.
Well,
it's
she never
you,
said
it's
you, it's you. No.
Yeah. Recently, after, like, when she's like, actually, yeah. After the first breakup, she went back to him and was like, yeah.
But she never said, like, it's you. She said, like, I'm open to getting to know you in a more romantic sense now. Like, she's never said, I'm closed off, I'm only choosing you. She's always been very clear.
Yeah, but she's never said she's closed off, but she's not telling him that she's not interested.
Right, yeah. So she gets on the dance floor. Cordell's a little dancing his little heart out. And guys, I'm not kidding. When, like, they were about to slide the wall, like, I took my glasses off because I can't see. And then, for good measure, I covered my eyes. And I just, like, had tears. I was like, this is so painful. I've never felt so bad for a, like, a, oh my god. It was so
painful. I didn't cry. I'm not a crier. But I felt something in my gut.
It's kind of, like, devastating to watch.
Yeah.
Like, his fate, like, oh. And he was like, I knew it. Like, oh my god, it was so sad. It was,
I know. Just, I told Jordan, when I saw that, the moment I thought was that quote from the Boondocks. I say, toss her groupie ass out the window and let that hold stargaze from outside.
Like, it was just devastating. And poor Cordell. And then his phone fell out of his pocket. Like, he was like, come on, man.
Like, it was like one thing after another.
It was like, kicking him while he's down.
Kick a man while he's down.
And then Serena walks by and she's like, it's not even like that. And I said, okay.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Okay, Serena.
The thing is, I don't hate Serena. But, like, she makes it hard to like her.
Mm-hmm. It's just because we love Cordell so much, yeah. Really. It's really what comes down to. And so then, and then they have the people who all twisted go over, wait by the fire pit. They have the people who all stuck go up on the balcony and watch them as the new bombshells come in. Mm-hmm. And so Cordell's sitting there, like, he just keeps saying he feels so stupid.
I feel so stupid. That's when I was like, damn, that's tough. Like,
yeah, it was, oh, made me so, like, I felt that before, like, you just feel stupid, and it's like, you can't, oh, it's just the worst, poor Cordell, and then Connor's like, I'm so stupid, whatever, but he was trying to comfort Cordell, and then Nicole's sitting there popping off about Kendall.
Yes, and I was like, girl, I know you're lying.
Be so serious. Oh, Liv also stuck with Miguel, which was confusing to me. Liv and Miguel twisted, Liv stuck. And I said, what made you think?
She just wasn't interested in anybody else in the villa, though.
I guess that's fair, but, like,
and I don't think she thought that.
Well, because they had a good conversation.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
But it just, I was like, there's no way she expected Miguel to stick, but I digress. Yeah. So, excuse me, they're watching as the new bombshells come in. And, like, they're talking, Cordell's, like, basically, like, I can't even watch, like, you know, these guys, we have Nigel, Kenny, and Cassidy come in, and they're all, like, talking, flirting, whatever, and that's kind of how the night ends. The next day, they go on a group date, the bombshells get early morning text.
Yeah, they wake up, they all start getting ready, well, they go pick who they want to go on a date with, they explain what's going on, they go on a date, so she chooses Miguel, which I was shocked by, because when she was coming in, she was saying she was really about Rob. Mm-hmm. And then the boys pick...
Kenny chooses Janae, and Nigel then Serena. Chooses Serena.
Yeah.
So, and then they're on their date, and then derogatory. I don't understand, like, these guys, Kenny had said something to you, but then Nigel's talking to Serena, and he's like, oh, you're so beautiful, like, I'm sorry, and he's like... You have beautiful lips, like...
Yeah, I know what Kenny said, because it gave me the ick.
Yeah.
He said, can I have a taste?
Yes!
Excuse, like, me?
What's wrong with you guys?
No, you can't have a taste, you sicko.
Yeah, and it's just like, what? And then we see, like, kind of in comparison, well, later that day, but Miguel was talking to Liv, and he ends things with her, but he tells her, I'm only sexually attracted to you. Why would that make her feel
Why would you say that, you idiot?
What? Like...
Yeah, and we were talking about earlier, like, when guys consistently only compliment me on my looks, it's just such a turn-off.
It's like, she's a person. Like, there's a person underneath what you're calling, like, sexual.
Yeah, and also, like, even right after the comment, the boys were making a comment on her outfit, and they were like, oh, she's so hot in that outfit. You should wear stuff around like that all the time.
Yeah.
And then Rob's like, when she wears those little black panties, oh my god, and it's so sexy. And I'm like, ugh.
They're just sexualizing Liv, but it's like, so not ever really just like wanting her. And it's just, and you see, like, after that comment,
and she I love her. I think she's the coolest.
Mm-hmm. And after Miguel said that, you could tell it really got to her, because he made her feel like just an object. Like, she's
and
a person.
Like, that's one of the worst feelings. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that is one of the worst feelings.
Yeah. And so that was just really, like, really hard to watch. But anyways, they're on the date. And I don't trust Kenny. I really don't think I don't think Janae's going to find her person in Ocasa if she finds her person. She might not, right? But, like, he had even said, like, oh, Janae's single. Why does that matter?
To make it to Casa.
Exactly. He's like, he just wants to be in the villa, right? So, and then Kenny, whatever. So they get back from their date. Serena and Cordell kind of like reconcile, they talk it out, whatever. And like everything, I guess, is kind of like good as like things go. And then what happens first, the game or the dumping?
The game, yes.
The game. So they have, so they go into a game, and it's thankfully like, well, this time it's like the guys have to do something, and they have to like choose the other guys. Yeah, they have to like choose other guys.
Like whose face to drop it on.
Yeah, to like burst their bubble.
Really, the only one who got turned was Rob, because he said which one.
Which guy is the most untrustworthy?
So and Kendall dropped it on Rob. And it was really harmless, because he was like, I don't know who else I would choose. And he's like, why would you drop it on my face? And he got really pissed off.
Well, and then Kendall was like, he's friends
because
with the girl,
of the
so
stuff
Kendall
that
also
goes on
sees.
With, yeah. Yeah. He said the stuff that goes on with her. Like, and then he's like, so you're bringing that up right now? No, you brought it up. You asked him.
Right, and then Rob and Kendall after the game, like, they're like, Rob is getting, and Kendall, like, I love him.
He's apologizing, which I don't think he should have.
I don't think he should have apologized, but he also is a person who very much, like, wants to keep the peace. Yeah. He doesn't want any bad blood, so, like, it made sense to me that he apologized, but he shouldn't have. And
especially
so,
what he was, Rob was saying when he was apologizing to him, he's like, just know I lost respect for you. I mean, it's over now, but
yeah.
I want to tell you how I feel about in that moment. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It was like, how, what? Like,
every time he talks a little more, and I lose a little more interest.
Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of like the biggest blowout from the game. I feel like there's something else that I'm missing, but that is what it is. And then we go into, they get a text, and it's tonight there's going to be recoupling. The boy not chosen is going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I honestly didn't know if it was going to be Connor or Rob, because Cassidy, the girl bombshell.
Yeah, she was like, when she came in, she said, I was looking, having my eye on a certain boy, but, you know, some behavior things, like, really turned me off. And I thought, I was like, that was really ballsy for her to say.
Because he had a stank attitude when she came in there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's not going to turn anybody off, you know?
And then they started chatting and things and got to know each other.
And then, unfortunately, for Connor.
Yeah, sorry, Connor.
Like,
that's why I said none of the boys want to go against
comparatively,
Rob.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Rob, like, since he is interested, have her. No competition, bro. Yeah. Thanks for letting
it's
me know.
It's like in the smolder, you know? It's like, I don't know.
I mean,
he's like a dreamboat. Let's be real.
You know, honestly, I gotta know how it is in real life, because watching the behavior on TV, I'm like, no way you're attracted to this man. So he's gotta be good. There's gotta be something in person.
It's maybe like the aloofness.
He's hot, but like.
Yeah.
But I've seen Rob's.
It's like maybe the way he wears it, like the aloofness and like
maybe.
The smolder. Like, I don't know.
And
maybe
he's like quiet like, until he's not.
Yeah, like an air of mystery. You know, like one of those like, you kind of want to like.
Mysterious.
Yeah. And so we go to the recoupling. The couples, you know, were not so surprising. Leah and Miguel at this point in time had like started kissing and talking.
Yeah, they
whatever.
Made out right before the recoupling. So then Connor's like, well, fuck, now I'm really screwed because she's got a connection with somebody else.
And then Connor was trying like to not act sad about
yeah.
it. That I did feel kind of bad. I was like, damn,
yeah.
like rough. But like Leah and Miguel couple up. Cassidy chooses Rob instead of Connor. Janae chooses Kenny. Liv chooses Nigel, which was surprising. Liv doesn't like
Nigel.
Because
they had like a few good chats.
But Liv doesn't like him. She's like, maybe it could grow with
yeah.
or something, but she didn't really have anybody in there. Like,
I'm
Liv
most
is
excited
just
for her for Casa.
Yeah, she's just in a tough position right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
of not really having anybody who's coming there for her to
yeah.
be for her, you know? And then, anyways, all that say, couples are coupling up. And Janae, I love Janae's speech. She says, she pulls one of Connor's lines when he recoupled for the first time with Leah. Because he had said, after he did a complete 180, like, out of the blue, and started going for Leah, during his recoupling speech, he had said, this is not a hard decision, or this is not a difficult decision.
Yeah.
And you know what? Janae got up there and said, this is not a difficult decision. Like, as she knows, Connor's about to go home. Like, exactly. Get your lick back, sis. And so then we see Connor going home. Womp womp.
No tears were shed.
The guys cried.
From me.
Yeah. Not for me either. Because bye. Oh, and this is the recoupling where Kayla said their speech to Aaron, and then Aaron, like, literally goes over and hugs Rob and Connor and, like, kisses Rob on the cheek. And I was like, bro, what? That's, like, it reminds me of that one, a few years ago, that one video of that girl having her, like, gender reveal and her, like, big
yeah.
daddy. Like, it was
like
a baseball
He didn't
thing.
Even hug her.
It was his entire baseball team ran
Came
over and were like, yeah!
And they were, like, pushing her out of the... She was like, well, fuck me.
Literally.
I'm only carrying it.
And like, it reminded me of that, where I was like, dang, that's rough. He had a little backwards baseball hat on. And that was that. That was that. I didn't know it was anything.
Yeah. And so then we get a preview and it says, dun dun, by the way, Casa Amor, 3 days. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, we get Casa Amor. Well, then I feel like we are missing something because we get another vote. We voted already on the least compatible couple.
We did vote.
So there's like, I think maybe
something's coming up.
I think maybe the game happened probably after the dumping.
No.
Because the dumping wasn't the last thing.
Maybe it was after. Was Connor in the game?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
So maybe the game was after.
The game was after, ladies and gentlemen, but that's all right.
Damn.
We're only human. It's been a long time. And I didn't see Brad have notes.
I didn't really look at the bombshells except for one. One did catch
the eye. Castle Moore bombshells?
Yeah.
Not the one with the eyebrow cut, is it?
It is.
Damn, Randy.
No way!
It's the tattoos.
No way! It's the tattoos. You didn't think he's cute? Actually, I didn't like the eyebrow thing, but I think he's cute.
It was like...
But the rest just didn't do it for me.
It was... No. None of the guys did it
for me.
Like,
at all.
It was a few different things put together. But he caught my eye specifically because I was like, oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, wow.
And I love that for you.
I like... You should know that I have no type.
I've got no type.
I bounce around. Like, when somebody... Nobody can really anticipate... I like geeks, obviously, but my friends will always ask, what does he look like? Because you never know. You really never know.
Yeah. And then,
I don't think I've ever shown you anybody folks.
They all look similar. They all look different, yeah. Like, yeah. Nobody looks the same, which is fair enough. But, I saw him on AfterSun, he has a little bit of an accent. Not a little bit, he's British.
He's the British one?
He is the British one.
Damn. That might have done it for me.
Because I texted Randy, I said, we have another British person and another foreign person.
I don't know if I like that.
I actually liked him more when he started talking than I did from his picture, to be fair. I think the eyebrow cut's crazy, and his whole vibe is not something that I'm like, I'm like, oh, no.
I haven't watched that. I don't really care for AfterSun.
It's given Travis Kelce pre-Taylor, is what it's given. Wigga.
You were thinking it. You said it.
Because.
I knew what you were thinking. I knew
what you were making. She was like, why did you say it? I was like, dang, do I have to say it?
You do.
But like.
I want you to spell it out in
bed. That's what it's giving. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Because like, here's my thing. I like my white boys to be white boys. Like, I don't...
Honestly, I, like I said, don't care. I don't care at all. Like, if you catch my eye, you catch my eye. That's that. I really know that song, I Like Them All. That's literally me.
Yeah.
I like them ginger, like them tall, like them short, like them... I like them to make me laugh, honestly, and that's it. And it's been a minute since a man has made me laugh, and that's unfortunate.
Damn.
Like a hard laugh, you know, like a hearty laugh.
Fair enough. I've been like super single for the past long time. So
I've been super single for the past 24 years.
Yeah, but at least you're going on dates now.
I've been on 2 dates. She's being really generous because I went on my first date 2 weeks ago. So that's actually really wild.
Which is a big step. Hello? That's a big thing.
It is
a
big step. It was on my New Year's resolution list. Now
look at me. And she did it. And yeah, I think, I don't know what we're talking about dating now, but for me, I'm truly at the point where I've deleted everything online. And I'm just like, either it's going to happen in a meet cute format for me, or one of my friends is gonna set me up. But other than that, like I just don't have.
Maybe
it
should
in
be
me.
That setup jar, you know, like where you add $10 to the jar every month, and then it's like, okay, if you set me up with this person, a person, and then you get all the money. Have you ever seen this?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we get married, like you can have a whole jar of money from
them. I think that's crazy. Bribing you to set me up with someone is crazy.
No, I think it's more like a reward, if you will.
An incentive. But anyways. That's how it's gonna happen for me because I just truly don't have it in me to like match with someone and like.
You know what my vision
like,
for myself was?
It.
I was like, I'm at the River Market. I go,
which is a place in downtown Casey.
Yeah, sorry. It's basically a farmer's market. I go to the River Market. I'm reaching for a tomato. he's also reaching for a tomato.
The same tomato.
We touch hands. And then he's like, oh my God, no, you can have it. And I'm like, no, are you sure? You're like reaching for it too. And he's like, well, I'd rather have your number. And then we get married and have babies. That's really how I envisioned it.
My favorite meet cute is this girl I knew in college. Her brother met his wife at an airport.
Damn, that's the ultimate. The ultimate because you know you always see the like one cute guy there and you're like, that could be the love of my life. But who knows where he lives?
Exactly.
Who knows where he's going? Who knows where I'm going? We end up at the same place.
Mm-hmm. I think they were on the same flight too. I think there was like a flight delay. Don't quote me on that, but
flight delays.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I was that's like, the you ultimate won. Meet cute.
You won.
Oh, these are the ones that are getting married in San Fran?
No.
No? With the plane? No. Okay. No. Just kidding.
That would be cute, though.
Yeah,
cute. But yeah, so that is the end, at least we think, of week three. Yeah. If not, it'll come back up in week four, won't it?
It will.
So thanks for tuning in. This is a lot shorter than the very first episode. So.
Yeah, it was very shorter than the
But there's a lot to cover to pack. Super excited for week four. We have Casa coming in hot on Monday, and we'll see what happens. I'm feeling Killer might be the first Casa victim, but I also feel like Erin is playing to win, so I think she might.
Or, you know, I think that something's gonna happen with Erin in the villa and that he's still gonna couple up with Kaylor and then it's gonna come back and bite him in the ass. Like,
and you know,
like,
what?
Weren't you?
And unfortunately, I think Kaylor would forgive and move on.
I don't know.
She might be like she might pull like a Millie, you know?
Which is insane to me.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, other than that, I don't have really many predictions. The girls on AfterSun, there are some of them that I was like, I hope they don't use Cordell. There's one I was talking about that I was like, oh, she just feels very unlikable. But one of the girls was like, oh, she could be cute with Cordell, but I was worried about it. After she talked, I was like, she just seems actually so sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm a fan of it. So I hope for Cordell going into it, that he doesn't spend too much time thinking about Serena.
Yeah.
So I think Serena will get to know someone else.
I also hope Serena does get to know somebody else, so that way when he does come back with somebody, if he does, she can't like spend it on him like, you said that you da-da-da-da, and I'm like, then I'm really gonna have to not like her.
I would actually really love to see Cordell come back with someone else and Serena not, because she realized that she does like Cordell.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Because
now you're praying on her downfall.
No. Because if they work it out, because I truly feel like Cordell would be like, wow, this was like really big. She really does like
Serena's me. Like, here.
I think Cordell would go back. I think Cordell would go back. I really do. I would love to see that, because if they end up together and like they went through this whole little journey, I voted for them in two votes now. Like, they would be winners for real. Like,
she did. Just for Cordell. Because I said, what you voting on them for?
Mm-hmm. Just for Cordell. Because look, if Cordell and whoever he's coupled up with aren't my winners, and the next one up is gonna be Kendall. And if he's not there with whoever he's with, the next one up is gonna be Liv. Like, it's realistic.
Yeah, you're real.
I love my girl Janae, but I don't think she's finalist.
Yeah.
Like, unless she finds somebody. But I am forever rooting for
her. The two people I'm rooting for the most, just because I'm two, Liv as the girl and Cordell as the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, second runner up, honestly, don't really care about the rest of the girls right now. And then Kendall.
Yeah. I think it's funny that we agree on like our favorite people.
Yeah.
Everyone else really is.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was week three. Thanks for tuning in.
And
toodaloo. I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yo. Cause I always got a smilin', she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smilin', she won't stop. Baby took me to the island.